Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh yeah, can everybody come just come and gather around this piano here. Got this little thing. It's kind of Andre style. Let's just watch it. Just hold on, listen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. You've tried everything that you thought you could. Oh, taste and see that His love is real. Open up right now. Let your heart be filled to turn that the Lord is good.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I serve as a modern-day Shulamite woman, as the owner and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And tonight, it truly blesses my soul to welcome you all to Revival Monday for this November 8th, 2021. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And because it's Bible night, we are going to start this thing off right. So won't you bow your hearts with me as we go to the Lord. Oh, most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace.
Hallelujah.
Just ready, hallelujah, to praise. You're ready to receive, Father God. Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you just prick our hearts and stir us up and prepare our hearts, minds, and spirit to receive what the mighty woman of God will have to say on tonight. Lord, we just ask that you step into her submitted body of clay and speak a rhema word that will cause your people, hallelujah, to live a loving, healthy, in loving, healthy relationship with you and live an abundant life right now. Lord, use this woman of God mightily to encourage your people in a time such as this. So, Lord, I come now giving you all the honor and the glory and the praise for the souls that will be won on tonight. Because, Lord God, we know that your word does not come back void, and we know that it will do exactly what you set it out to do. So, Lord, we come praising you in advance. We come thanking you in advance for all that you're doing in us, through us, and for us. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we do pray it all. Amen and amen. Saints of God, it truly blesses my soul to introduce to some and present to others a beautiful woman of God. What can I say about Dr. Susie? She is my sister, my friend. She is a woman of integrity with a heart after God's own. Hallelujah. She is a woman that prays, knowing that prayer changes things. And she is a woman that lives for God unapologetically. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's her mission, as it is my mission, that those that do not know Jesus and the pardon of their sins will come into a relationship with him so that they might have access to his benefits. So when I thought about Revival Monday, I could not have thought of a better person to come on tonight, hallelujah, and bring us a rhema word. So please retrieve your Bibles. Get something to write with and write on, because the banquet table is being spread by our anointed speaker of the hour, Dr. Susan Street Beavers. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're so excited to be again with the Spirit Live Network, because Bishop is always, always, always encouraging and having all those who she seeds into and giving them opportunities to bless others in the Word. And so as we come as family tonight, we know there's a bunch of folk on the line tonight. We know it's time to come together as family. We know it's time to come together to celebrate. And so as we come together tonight, we're expected to have a real good time. And that's what happens when family gets together. We all come and we shout and we celebrate and we lift the name of Jesus. And, you know, that's kind of what was happening in this text that we have tonight, Jesus was having a good old time with his friends, the Pharisees, and he was said they were challenging them, but he was sitting with the tax collectors and the sinners, and they were having a party. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about new wine and new life. Would you bow your heads with me as we go to the Lord in prayer? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Would you join me? Lord, we thank you right now for allowing your humble servant tonight, Lord, to approach the throne of grace. We thank you for your spirit that's been leading and guiding us throughout all this time, oh God. Train our ears, oh God, to hear your voice. Help us to accept your instructions and lay up your word in our hearts. Come on, Lord. You know we know if it's just your desire to specifically bless each person under the sound of my voice tonight. As your word goes forth, we're asking that you break it down into individual servings that will whet our spiritual appetites for more of you. For Lord, we know no one can preach unless you first speak. As Pastor Frank said, nobody can do anything unless you first move. And if you don't send the anointing, there will be no power in what is said and done. And after we've given you, Lord, all that we have, you take all the glory, Lord. All we desire tonight is your blessing. Let us all say amen. We ask that you would turn your Bibles tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
To Mark, the second chapter, starting at the 13th through the 22nd verses. Mark, the second chapter, the 13th through the 22nd verse. And Bishop, when you're there, let me know. Amen. You there? All right, then. I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse of second chapter of Mark. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus went out to the lake shore again and taught the crowds that were coming to him. And as he walked alone, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at his tax collector's booth. Follow me, he said, and be my disciple. So Levi got up and followed him. Later, Levi invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many collectors and other disreputable sinners. There were many people of this kind among Jesus' followers. But when the teachers of religious law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with tax collectors and other sinners, and they asked his disciples, why does he eat with such scum? And when Jesus heard this, he told them, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. And I've come to call not those who think they are righteous, come on somebody, but those who know they are sinners. Once when John's disciple and the Pharisees were fasting, some people came to Jesus and asked him, why don't your disciples fast like John's disciples and the Pharisees do? And Jesus replied, do wedding guests fast while celebrating with the groom? Of course not. They can't fast while the groom is with them. But someday the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Besides, who would patch old clothing with new cloth? for the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving an even bigger tear than before. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins. Mark 2:22 is the focus text. So I want to talk to you tonight. I want to preach this sermon to you about new wine, new life. I want to hear you say new wine, new life.
All right, we talk about the new wine, new life. Come on, sis, come on.
You see, God wants us to be open to new life, to be open to the fresh pouring of new wine and new life that comes from the good news message of Jesus. This morning's scripture lesson is about transformation. You see, transformation is not a one-time experience, but a lifetime process. Now, this is a message about the heart, and we need to keep our hearts open to the power of God's Holy Spirit to continue to transform us. God wants to change us. You see, there's a song by jazz artist George Benson that was popular when I was in college, a song about change. The words are, everything must change. Nothing stays the same. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold, and nothing and no one goes unchanged. You see, change is an unavoidable part of life. And let's face it, without change, life would be dull. But we still don't like change, which is why we often talk about the good old days. The old days, the times when things were so good, or the way they used to be, and how bad things are today. But you see, if we really reflected on it, yes, there were some good things about the past that we need to continue to hold on to, like some of our traditional and spiritual family values. But everything about the good old days weren't all that good. Come on, somebody. You see, in the good old days, there wasn't no cable TV, Bishop. No computers, no DVD players, no call waiting, no
call
ID.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
In the good old days, there were no cell phones, no iPods. Some of us are still old enough to remember having to get up and walk over to the TV in order to change the channel. Now,
come on, sis. Tell it.
Now, do you really want to go back to the good old days? Now, how many of us would want to return to the days when you would come to church and not have a padded pew to sit on? See, everything about the good old days weren't all that good. And so we praise God for the transformation of things.
Yes,
I know
you,
that
Jesus.
Things are not the way they used to be. But just think about what happened in the last generation and what's happening in this generation. Think about the last several generations. Think about 50 years ago in 1960, generations ago, at least five generations ago, what was life like? You see, in some parts of the South, segregation was real. Jim Crow was still alive. We were fighting for civil rights. We didn't have 3D television. We didn't have technology that we have today. No personal computers, no iPads, no artificial intelligence, no emails, no Facebook, no Twitter. Things just ain't the way they used to be. But just think about the sociological changes and the technological changes that we have experienced in just one, five generations. How things have changed, how things have been transformed. That's what God wants to do with each of us. He wants to involve us in transformation. That is the heart of the message this evening. God wants us to be open to new life, to be open to the fresh pouring of new wine and new life that comes from the good news message of Jesus Christ. You see, this evening's scripture is about transformation. Transformation
yes.
is not a one-time experience, but a lifetime process. This is a message, you see, about the heart. We need to keep our heart open to the power of God's Holy Spirit to continue to transform us. God wants to change us. Now, let's look at the context of our scripture lesson to see how God is inviting us to grow and be transformed to higher spiritual levels. In the second chapter of Mark, we find the Pharisees and the disciples of John the Baptist having a conversation with Jesus about the transformation of traditions and change. The Pharisees, you know, were a rigid group of religious Jews who advocated very detailed and strict obedience to Jewish law and tradition. Y'all heard about the Pharisees. They're very influential in the synagogues. And the Bible, y'all know the Pharisees were often characterized, come on somebody, as the folk who resisted change and criticized the ministry of Jesus. Now, we don't know nobody like that. We don't have no folk in churches that we know like that. We just talk about folk. But if you happen to remember somebody, now the Pharisees and Jesus would have agreed on some things. Jesus had very deep respect for the law. Amen. Jesus would speak of the resurrection from the dead and was committed to obeying God's will. The Pharisees could have gone along even with that. However, the Pharisees rejected Jesus' claim that he was the Son of God, the Messiah, because Jesus did not follow all their traditions and that Jesus hung out with tax collectors and sinners. You see, the Pharisees placed judgment on people to determine if they were good enough to be in the synagogue. Come on, somebody. I know there's none of us here that's been exposed to that type of ecclesiastical system that would judge people.
Come on now.
By judging by the car they drive or judge them by the clothes that they wear or the job they possess or even the ties that they give. God is concerned about all people, especially the ones that are living in sin and the ones who are hurting. The gospel is for all of God's children, the poor, the lonely, the outcast, not just the rich, the popular, and the so-called beautiful people. So don't be prejudiced like the Pharisees. We should not judge people by the color of their skin or their sexuality or their clothes or their degrees or their homes or their cars or their jobs, because that's not what makes a person a person. It's not the size of your house, but the sincerity of your heart that matters the most. It's not your occupation or prominence, but it's your openness to possibilities. It's not how long you've attended church, but how closely you walk with Christ. It's not the designer label in your clothes, but the decency of your character, nor is it the creative style of your hair, but the common sense in your head. To know God, to love God, to follow God, and to be open for God to do a new thing in you. So I have to be open, you see, to change. And the Pharisees resisted change. The Pharisees had so embalmed their traditions that people could not find the living word of God. You know, sometimes we act like Pharisees. Hello. There's a little Pharisee in all of us because we all want to do what's comfortable. We all want to do what's easy and familiar, even if it's killing us. Why? Because change is painful. Change is painful because it involves sacrifice. But nothing worthwhile comes without struggle or challenge. In this life, we must take risks and step out on faith, believing even when we can't see it, trusting even when we can't trace it, going when it doesn't make sense. But the Bible tells us that we must walk by faith and not by sight. So don't be a Pharisee. Be open to change and transformation. Be open to doing things in a new way. And that's the message Jesus is teaching when he talks about new wine, when he says no one puts new wine in old wine skins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wine skins. You see, in biblical days, wine was not kept in glass bottles, but it was kept in goat skin and sewn around the edges to form a tight leak-proof bag. But new wine has to go through an aging process called fermentation. It experiences drastic changes in its physical and chemical properties. There's a breakdown of impurities and toxins. There's a stage of agitation and separation. Then comes unrest and then expansion. When new wine expands as it is fermented, it stretches in wine skin. In this illustration, you see, Jesus was conveying spiritual wisdom through a natural phenomenon. When something is new, it needs room to grow, room to expand, to spread out and stretch, to develop and progress. So putting new wine into old skins caused erosion and cracking due to the inability, come on somebody, of the old skins to withstand the pressure of further stretching. In essence, Jesus is saying that he did not come to patch up the old religious system of Judaism with its rules and traditions, because if he had, that new wine, that new life message would have destroyed it. Jesus said in Matthew 5:17, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. But you see, his purpose was to bring something new, the good news that he had come as God's son to offer all people forgiveness of their sins and reconciliation with God. The gospel, you see, the good news message didn't fit into the old rigid legalistic religion of the Pharisees. The good news message of Jesus was delivered to transform the old religion into something new, so that now all of God's children are able to receive the fresh new wine, new life message of the living God. You see, your heart, our heart, are like wineskins. They can become rigid. Oh, yes, they can. And prevent us from accepting the new life that Christ has to offer. Oh, hallelujah. Don't we really want to understand what it is that the Lord has for us today? How God wants to teach us and transform us into being new creatures in Christ. You see, your heart, our hearts, I want to say it again, are like wineskins. They can become rigid and prevent us from accepting the new life that Christ has to offer. So this is really a word that gives us an invitation to keep our hearts pliable, to keep it open to accepting the life-changing truths of Jesus' message that are fresh and new every moment of our lives as we change and grow. And as we change, we have an opportunity to grow and be new, to receive the new wine, the new life that Jesus offers in his message and in his words. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's always, come on somebody, a living word. So you see, transformation comes from the inside out. And you see, when you have trust in Jesus, he comes into your life and transforms you from within. And when that happens, you can't keep doing the same old stuff. You can't keep on living the same old life. And that's why Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, come on somebody, that person is a new creature.
You better
pray. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You see, if you are in Christ, you're a new creation. You become a citizen of a whole new world with a passport certified by Calvary's cross and stamped and sealed by the Holy Spirit. If you are in Christ, new doors are open, restrictions are removed, and chains are broken. If you are in Christ, you're a new creation. You can go anywhere. You can do anything, and you can love anybody. If you are in Christ, you are transformed into a new creation. Oh, yes, God expects us to walk in the newness of life, and this means a fresh vital experience with God day by day. There's always something new because the new grows out of the old by the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Oh, that is really what the gospel message has to do in every generation, to continue to reveal the truth of God. Hallelujah. But the methodology, you see, has to be transformed in every generation. Mm-hmm. And it's the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit that makes the gospel message so fresh and so new, because it's being transformed in the lives of new generations. In other words, we can't keep on doing the same old things the same old way. Oh, the message is the same, all right? The essence and the truth of the gospel is the same, but it's the transforming power of the Holy Spirit that makes God's word a new and living word. So the question is, are you open to being transformed, to being changed in your own life? As a church, are we open to being transformed and changed by the vision of God for us as God's people in the 21st century? Individually, it means that our lifestyles will continue to be transformed. You see, the Lord may have saved me a long time ago, but if I have not changed, then I've been stifled in my own faith. You see, when Jesus is talking about new wine and old wineskins, you can't do it, baby. But you have to be transformed into a fresh wineskin to receive a continued outpouring of new life that God has to give. You see, we want to bark God up and make God small enough, you see, for us to handle and understand. But God is too big for that. You see, we can't box God even in a building. We can't lock God in our limited vision, and we can't describe God with our finite definitions. But God wants us to open up our hearts, to open our minds, to receive a fresh anointing, a pouring of new wine, a pouring of new life to be transformed. Because you see, to grow is to change. So we must ask the question every time we come into God's house, every time we go to Bible study, Lord, how do you want me to change, Lord? How do you want me to grow? Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me a fresh anointing. Pour out new wine into my life and make me new. God, make me a vessel to receive the new wine of life. Jesus. Oh, let me tell you, I grew up in the church. I went to Sunday school every Sunday, and I knew a good deal, great deal about Jesus before I made my confession of faith. I had faithfully attended Sunday school and had even made a commitment, or at least I thought I did. There were even times as I was growing up when I had some religious feelings, but I lifted my hands for prayer. But you see, it was not until there was a point in my life that I said, Lord, I'm available to the leading of your Holy Spirit. And that's when the transformation really began. If you want God to transform your life this evening, ask and it shall be given. Jesus said, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, meld me, mold me, fill me, use me. The Spirit of the living God falls afresh on me. And the Lord, it says in the scripture in Isaiah 43:19, who is faithful, tells us, behold, I will do a new thing. Beginning now, it will spring forth from the bud. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will make the crooked places straight and rough places plain. I will cause the valleys to be exalted and the mountains to be made new. God, you see, wants to do a new thing in you. God wants to do a new thing tonight on Spirit Alive right now. God desires to do a new thing in our lives. Are you open and flexible enough to receive it? See, God desires to deepen your relationship, to bring you into new areas of ministry, to bring you into new areas of his service, to expand your territory, to use you, come on somebody, in a greater capacity to fulfill God's vision for your life and your community of faith. But in order to do that, we must be willing to get out of the rut of the routine and to do things in a new way. New wine must have new wine skins. Are you willing to allow Jesus to upset the routine in your life in order to bring you to where God wants you to be? Are you willing to do that tonight? New wine, new life. I want to ask the people of God tonight that are here, if you are willing to let the Lord use you, if you are willing to let the Lord change you, I want you to take a moment and just say, Lord, I love you. I thank you. I glorify you. I
yes.
magnify your name. And I come
Lord,
before
I
you,
love
not
you
to be renewed, to be
yes,
transformed
Lord,
as we come to revival.
Yes.
We are asking
yes.
you, oh God, to change us, transform
yes,
us.
Lord.
Make
yes.
us into
yes,
what you
Jesus.
Want to be. Use us how you want to use
come
us
on,
for your
Lord.
Ministry,
yes,
for
Lord.
Your vision, for
yes,
your guidance.
Sir.
What we are asking
yes.
in the name of yes. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And if you ask the Lord for that tonight, we want to tell you, you can believe in your heart.
Yes,
confess
Lord.
With your mind that Jesus
thank you,
is
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you will be a part of the family of God.
Yes, Lord.
All we want you to do at this time is to get involved in a Bible-believing church and join us here on the Spirit of Life and listen for your education and your transformation.
Yes, Lord.
God is
Hallelujah.
Able. And
yes,
willing.
Say it, sis.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Mm. Mm. Amen. What a word. Hallelujah. What a word.
Amen.
What a word.
Amen.
What a word. My sister brought
yes.
it. She brought it. She brought it. She preached it. She taught it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the message, and we thank you for the messenger. Glory to God.
Yes.
I thank God that I know for myself that I'm being transformed. I'm being moved from glory to glory.
Thank you.
I have moved from death to life because I love
yes.
my brethren. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
now listen to me. If you are in our studio right now and you would just like to put your praise on it right now because the sister brought the word, it doesn't need to be re-preached. But if you just want to share your testimony or share a testimony about how God changed your heart, did a new thing in you, if you would kindly press your 1, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you are in our chat rooms right now, hallelujah, you can inbox me and I will relay your message. So at this time, I know we have a beautiful woman of God in the house that I know she always has a praise. So one of our very own, and she is also the founder and senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. Come on in the room, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and put your praise on it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a great message. Hallelujah. And such a timely and needed message at this time. I really appreciate everything that I heard. I received everything that I heard. I heard her saying that, you know, the transformation that has began in us in the beginning, it continues. You know, we can through life we continue to be transformed even more so, because there's always an area that we can change or something that we need to accept, something new that we need to accept, you know. And I'm really open to that. I don't care how long I've been saved and how long I've been called. It has nothing to do with more and new transformation and being open to whatever God is saying now at this time or whatever he's giving us to do. You know, I really appreciate it. And, you know, she says when we, you know, well, she didn't say it like I'm going to say it, but I think that's what she meant. You know, when we're really lined up with God and we're transformed and we're open to being transformed and to walk in his ways and all of that, new doors will open for us, you know.
Yes.
The chains are broken. There's a freeness in our about our lives. You know, we are free.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The chains
mm-hmm.
have been broken. Praise God. And we can continue to go forth in the Lord and do the things that he has called us to do. One of the things that she really pointed out was about the legalism and the Pharisees. And yes, we do see this still in the church today. Yes, I remember when I was at a attended a revival one time, and you know, whenever there's a call to revival, you know, God is going to send them. The people are going to come. He's going to draw them. I saw a man come in, actually a couple of them came in, and they were drunk. And the next thing I saw was that the deacons were called to take him outside.
No, they better not in my presence.
So, well, they did. I will never forget it. It's been several years ago, but I'll never forget it. But I understood what she was saying, and she really shared a lot, you know.
Amen.
We can just be thankful for the word of God tonight. Praise God. And all the things that God, that the Lord does want to do for us. He said he would do a new thing. And he
did.
If we're open to it. Anyway, God bless. I enjoyed the message.
Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? You still have time to put your praise on it, share your testimony. Hallelujah. Well, I just praise God for the word that we heard on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen.
Dr. Susie, you knocked it out of the park for Jesus again on tonight. I always love when you come by the house and sit with us and share a good word with us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want people to understand. We are at war with the enemy.
Amen.
And now, more than ever, we need to allow God to continually revive us, revive our heart set, our mindset, our prayer life, revive our spirit, because we're going to need that in order to fight this fight that we're fighting.
Amen.
Because if you think it's bad now, thanks to God, just wait. Satan is about to turn up. So we better be prepared to turn up Jesus. We better be prepared to go ye therefore. We can't afford to be tired. We can't afford to be complacent. We can't afford to pass it off to pass the buck off to the next man, the next brother, the next sister. We have to be filled with the Spirit so we can move when God tells us to move, how God tells us to move, whenever God tells us to move. Because Saint Jesus never takes a day off from healing us, from hearing us, from saving us, from loving us. Jesus never takes a day off. God never takes a day off.
Amen.
He said, when we need rest, and we can come unto him. All he said, come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And rest means having that peace of mind of having a transformed life. Rest means having that peace of mind and that joy of knowing that you're walking in the will and the way of God. Being revived means being refreshed, restored, renewed, resurged, hallelujah, regenerated on the daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's what you stirred up in me tonight, my sister. And all I want to say is thank you. Thank you and thank you. Hallelujah. But right now, every good word needs to be bound with prayer. So let us once again bow. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for what we have heard on tonight from your anointed servant. Lord, we just want to thank you for her obedience to the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I come in the name of Jesus, binding this message, praying that every listener tonight will not just hear the word, but apply the word and live a transformed life for you, Christ, to live a life that is full of love and light, healing and hope. Lord, we want to thank you for reviving us again tonight. And we pray that you will continue to revive us. Fill us, Lord, till we want no more.
Yeah.
And we will be so careful to give you the honor and the glory and the praise in the mighty matchless name of Jesus. I do pray it all. Amen and amen. Saints of God, we just want to say thank you. You have been listening to Revival Monday on the Spirit Alive Network. Our anointed speaker on tonight was Dr. Susan Street Beavers, my sister and my friend, and she brought it. She talked tonight on new wine, new life. And we just want to praise God that he has given us new life. So we just pray that you were also as blessed as we were, that you will acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Beautiful job, beloved. Good night. Good night, Mother.
Amen.
Love you both.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.